What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio. If you're driving home and you're wondering what we're all about, we're about you. We're getting you connected in show business. And Yvonne Madison, my co-host, is not here today, but she will be calling in shortly. And please go to hollywoodconnections.biz, check us out, and go to tantalk1340.com. And I would say take out a notebook and pen, because over the last year, ladies and gentlemen, kids and teens, we have so many film directors, producers, agents, casting directors helping you get connected in show business. And that's what I'm all about. And if you're interested in being a reporter for the show, please contact me at hollywoodconnections.biz. I'm looking for all ages worldwide. In the meantime, we have amazing Larry.
Hey, good afternoon.
Larry, tell everybody your first and last name.
Larry Greenbaum.
That's right.
Larry G.
Larry G.
Yeah.
And Larry is with Sonny's Comedy Club. And give him your website.
TampaBayComedy.com.
Right. And we love that place because we have a reserved spot every Friday and Saturday.
Yes, you do.
I know. So we have a comic that's going to be calling in.
Yes. Yes. We have our headliner for the weekend. His name is Bill O.C., like O.C.
Okay.
And we call him Bull. That's his stage name. And he's awesome. He's a whole lot of fun. We also have Johnny Hobbs co-headlining this weekend.
Is he calling in too?
Yeah, he's, no, just Bull, just Bull.
Okay, so it's only like $10 to get in, right? I mean, unless it's a real big, big headliner, and, you know, they're a little bit more, depends on that you let people know.
Most shows are going to be $10. On rare occasion, we might have a special event, which might be a little more, but generally it's $10 admission, and we have fabulous food and full bar available. We have 2-for-1 appetizers every show.
Right, what's the special this week? I know it was fish and chips like a week ago.
Yes, yes.
It's delicious.
And to be honest with you, they usually tell me on Thursday, so I'll call you tomorrow.
I love it. I love it. And I want to thank you, because anybody that's a part of the show that comes on that helps donate as well, they get a buy one, get one free ticket, you know, to the show. And then you actually have given me a free movie pass for some of the VIPs. Mm-hmm. So you never know what you're going to get here at our station when you come to visit.
Do you give any tickets away tonight?
I would love to.
Okay, well, let's do that.
I would love to. And also, King James is here. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Good.
He's filling in for Yvonne Madison, my co-host today, and he's got Sun Drummers.
Yeah. I talked to Yvonne. Hopefully with a little more rest, she'll be back.
I know. Yeah. I have an exciting show, ladies and gentlemen. We have a top casting director agent calling in at 6:30. We also have at 7:30, we have Level Model and Talent Agency, Kelly, yay. So we'll have Collins as well if you're looking for a top agent. And do we have our comic on?
I don't know. Yes, I guess we do.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese. Who's on the air?
Hey, this is Bull.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good. I was listening to Larry say what the special is this weekend, and it's not the appetizers, it's the comedy.
I agree. Comedy is the most important. It's about laughter for your soul. Love it.
Well, you can't eat comedy, so we'll have some specials from the kitchen, too, I'm sure.
You know full well we throw some chunky lines to keep people full there.
I was just going to say we have a few comics that do eat it once in a while. I stand corrected.
Can you make sure, are you on like audio or speaker by chance?
I am. I can turn that off.
That would be great. There's a little bit of an echo. We can hear you better in your handsome voice. And so you're going to be headlining at Sonny's Comedy Club this weekend. And you'd be there Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday. Saturday, I'm going to be accompanied by John Hobbs. I'm not sure who all is part of the show on Friday.
Larry, who else is going to be there?
Other comics.
Other comics. So let's kick it off for all of our drivers. They want to hear something funny. So let's give about a 5-minute routine on five stations.
Nope. The phone connection is not even good enough for that. Can you guys even hear me?
Oh, yeah, we
can
hear you.
Barely hear you.
We can hear you all the way to Zephyr Hills and all the way to St. Petersburg and all the way to Tampa.
And
I cannot even hear you guys.
Oh, we can hear you fine.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're right in the room.
Yeah, you do. You're great. All right, well, give us a little bit. How did you start out in comedy?
Are you there?
Are you there? It's like Esmeralda on Bewitched. He just faded away. Where is he?
He's gone.
He just disappeared.
Went into the mist, I guess.
Can we try to call him back?
Call him back.
That happens on cell phones. You know, I mean, do you know anybody that has a house phone anymore, Larry?
No, I don't. And I live in Hudson, and I got to tell you, there's different parts of my house that I can be talking to you, and I can move to the next room, and you're gone.
I know.
It happens.
I know. I think, you know what? I do know some people that have regular house phones. They're gated communities.
Really?
Because they get a buzz.
I use a drum.
A drum? Yeah.
Old-fashioned way.
Old-fashioned way. Right?
So I hope you're liking Hollywood Connections. And Larry, now you know some comedy background, jokes.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit.
A little bit. Actually, I got into it. You never asked me how I got into it.
That's what I'm doing. How did you start on your comedy? Okay.
I was the owner of the Cinema Cafe, which Sunset Point Cinema and Grill is now the used to be the Cinema Cafe. And we had a comedy club in there. And I had the opportunity to get up and host the show one weekend, having no comedy experience whatsoever. I went home and spent a week writing a few ha-has, you know, tried them out on a few friends. They worked. So I said, okay, I'll go up there and tell a couple jokes, and I'll introduce the comic, and we'll be off.
Wow.
And I had been teaching photography classes for years, so I was accustomed to getting up in front of a group of people. So I thought this was going to be a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I hit the stage and I introduced myself, I looked around the room and went, this is not going to go well. They're all giving me that look like, okay, say something funny and you better be good. You know?
Yeah. So did you remember your first opening?
I remember my whole act, but unfortunately I also took it in that these people were not happy with me right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And appeared a little nervous.
Okay.
And that's one thing you never want to do. Don't appear nervous up on stage because they'll eat you.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
But, I was real bad. And I got off stage, and my bartender said, you going to do this tomorrow night? And I said, yeah. And he goes, don't.
Uh-oh.
And I said, don't. And he goes, no, don't.
Well, and you proved him completely wrong.
I said, was I that bad? He goes, I can't even say on the radio what he told me, but he basically told me that, yeah, you were really, really bad. So anyway, took me two more weekends, and then the third weekend I walked in. I said, hey, I don't care anymore. It just doesn't matter. I'm going to get up there. They don't have to like me. I'm just introducing the acts.
Right.
I'm not the paid act. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he's back on.
All right.
You want to introduce him again?
My story's over now because you coughed.
No, you keep telling your story, Larry. I was just explaining to the, I guess it's the producer of the show, that my phone is damaged. That's why I was using the Bluetooth in the truck.
Oh.
And you guys can barely hear me through that, and I can barely hear you through the phone. So I'm just having a lot of problems with it. I mean, we can talk about the upcoming show and any funny stories about Larry. But,
all right, tell a funny story about Larry.
Yeah, what about Larry?
Yeah, what about Larry?
That sounds like a movie title. What about Larry?
Yeah. My favorite stories about Larry is Larry freaking out when comics do things on stage that they shouldn't do. Larry had a one club, and I had acted like I killed a bug on stage in the middle of one of the sets, and Larry lost it in the back. Everybody was going to think that his club had bugs, and he lost it.
But you were just kidding, right?
Of course I was just kidding.
It was just a joke.
It was good. That was good.
We can tell them about the time we had a comic from Boston in the room. It was a Saturday night. The room was absolutely packed solid. And I saw something moving around on the lights up on the top of the stage. Mm-hmm. Kind of a shadow was cast. I'm like, what is that? You know, because I'm all about the room. I've seen the shows. I'm concerned that the audience is having a good time and the food's coming out right and everybody's happy. And I looked up and it was a rat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a rat.
I wasn't even going to mention that one, Larry.
Oh, that's okay.
I wasn't even going to mention that one.
I have no secrets.
Hey, you know what? Do you know what?
The comic on the stage was Chris Gorgeous.
Nope.
And Larry freaked out, and he ran outside, and he probably smoked 3 or 4 cigarettes within the span of a few seconds. And I went outside, and I told Larry, I said, look, Larry, I said, Chris addressed it. Everything's fine. The audience is fine. And Larry's like, really? Really? What did he say? Chris told the audience that there's not usually rats in the showroom. They usually stay in the kitchen where they belong.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, we had Mike McCarthy, actually, one night also, and he made it the rest of his act. So, of course, I had to get up on stage at the end of the show and come up with some kind of explanation. So I just told the audience, I said, thanks for coming out. Hope you had a great time. Look forward to seeing you again. And by the way, has anybody seen my pet rat?
Oh.
And I got a few laughs, so it was, you know.
Well, thank goodness you're in a cleaner joint now, Larry.
Yes. We no longer have shows at that location. The
that's
rat didn't
a good,
like
you
know, him.
But you know what,
like
though? Probably the worst show for me that you have ever booked is the one over at Caliente. I used to hate that gig.
Did you really?
I did it for you, but I mean, come on. Hundreds of naked people. Come on.
It's part of your act now, you know?
It's a small part of my act, but it was a horrible experience, and you only booked me there in the winter, which is the worst time for a nudist resort.
Hey, did Larry go naked?
No, Larry actually had to stop another comic from going naked because another comic had, I think he had a little bit too much to drink. We couldn't find him before showtime, and we found him stripped down completely naked in the bathroom.
That's exactly right. True story. Yep. That's true.
Well, you told me you were going to hire me, and I had to play my bongos naked.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. The first time I was up there, I walked into the room, you know, get up on the stage, and I'd seen the club. I mean, I'd been in there for an hour or two, so I was just kind of adjusting to a lot of naked people. And I got up on the stage, and, hey, come on, give us a hand, everybody. You know, great night, new comedy show. Boy, I'm so excited to be here. And started, you know, just going along with the audience. With that, some lady yells out from the audience. She goes, are you going to take your clothes off? And I thought, oh, I got to come back with something good. You know, it's just got to be. It's like a 5-second pause. I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I said, I'd take my clothes off. I said, but you know, I just met all of you. You seem like really nice people. And I have no reason to be punishing any of you for anything right now. So I'm going to be leaving my clothes on. And never.
Yeah, I was going to say, Larry, any woman in the audience that is wishing to see you naked is probably an audience I don't want to perform in front of.
Well, you know, you're talking about rats and stuff. You know what the worst thing is, you guys, is we have a sailboat and we weren't on it for a while, the 37-foot Endeavor. And of course, you know, I hear something in the middle of the night and my husband is trying to not tell me what's probably on the boat because we were on it. And there was. And so that's a scary thing when you know, you don't know because, yes, you know where our boat was parked over in Clearwater Beach. Yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty. We killed it, or the dog killed it, or some big trap killed it. But they would walk. They would walk on the top of the wires. You can see them.
Oh, yeah,
and wharf rats are about the size of a raccoon, anyway. So that was the big rat.
I was up with a flashlight. Yeah, I couldn't sleep.
So tell the audience how you used to come out and start your show because that's going to be one of those moments I'm going to remember on my deathbed.
How I used to start my show?
Yes.
Are you talking about the poster?
Yes, yes.
I used to come out with a poster. I had it hidden, and I stopped doing it because it's such a prop act, and I've grown past it. But I said that I know who it is that everybody thinks I look like. I said I know that the guy has been in, you know, 3 movies and thousands of endorsements. I don't find it any flattering. And when I find the guy that sends this poster to my house, and I turn it around, and it was a picture of Shrek with my goatee on it and glasses. And Larry thought that was the biggest thing, but I was told by so many comics, you have to drop that. You can't do that act anymore.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, to me, it was just set the whole tone of the show. Everybody laughed. Everybody thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, but the tone gets set fine now. The problem with that was, and I'll leave the comic's name out of it, a comic told me, he says, you know, the rest of your entire act looks like you just thought of it on the fly. Everything looks like you just now thought of it. He said, but that first portion of your act, you come out with a prop. And he goes, people are going to know that it's set up at that point. So you can't be a prop comic and look like everything's fluid in the same show. So I had to get rid of it.
Okay, well, that's, you know.
That's okay. Well, you know, a lot of people are going to want to know your Facebook, your social media information, how to contact you. I'll be adding you to my Facebook. You'll be getting all my feeds. I'll be blowing up your feeds.
All right. It's just under my name, B-I-L-L, and then it will say Bull, and then the last name is spelled O-H-S-E.
There you go. Is that your website, too, or is that just Facebook?
My website is down right now. It was bullshtick.com, but okay. The website is down right now, so we'll be working on something else.
Really? Because I was on it, what, yesterday, the day before it was up? You just come down?
What's that? Yeah. It's only been down for probably about a month. I've got some things that I'm working on, so that got neglected a little bit, so it had to be pulled down.
Okay. All right.
Well, I see Ace Williams is saying hi to you, Larry. He's on Facebook. Say
hey,
hi.
Hey, Ace. Hey, buddy.
He's on here. Yeah, we just sent him over. So, by the way, so are you from this area?
I've lived the majority of my life in this area. I was born in Michigan. I lived in Tennessee through the late 70s, early 80s, and then I've lived here most of my life.
Do you have an agent or manager? Do you do your own bookings? Or tell us about
that. I do my own bookings, and I've been very blessed that, you know, when I send out avails, I get gigs. You know, it's been really good that, you know, the dates that I need filled out, I've been getting filled out. So, you know, I must be doing a decent job at promoting myself.
That's cool because, you know, at 6:30, we have another top agent calling in, and we have one at 7:30. We have Level Model and Talent with Kelly calling in. So that's what Hollywood Connections is all about, getting you connected. So if you're looking for...
One of my very favorite local comics, not from this area, he travels the circuit, though. Philadelphia Plowden just got signed with an agency, and as soon as he signed with it, he ended up as a detective on a TV series. So I'll be looking for that here soon. So, hey, we all need management, though.
Very nice. Hey, Bull.
Yeah.
We've got like a few minutes left to the show, and kind of give everybody an overview of what your, you know, what the themes are in your comedy, because I want everybody to come out and see you this weekend.
Exactly.
To tell you the truth, I mean, I'm kind of all over the place. You know, I touch very lightly on politics, and my politics is something that both sides like. I talk about family. I talk about pleasure parties. I talk about, and I knew that one was going to get a giggle. I talk about how the fat guy always gets blamed for farts on the elevator. It touches on every aspect of a fat man's life, I think.
Well, is your comedy from real life situations, from everything that you do and you write down? You know, I remember Joan Rivers showed a wall full of all her index cards, of all her jokes, all her stuff that she ever put together. Do you keep a track of all your stuff that you see during the day and notes?
All of my comedy, even as outlandish as some of the bits get, are always based on some level of experience and something that I have experienced in my life. Sometimes things are embellished a little bit, but my dream to do comedy was early on. My earliest memory in life was sitting on the couch watching the Red Skelton show with my father, and when I would hear my father laugh, I knew that was something that I always wanted to hear. So it was my dream to do stand-up comedy. I was too scared to do it, and after 9/11, I started thinking we may not be here tomorrow, so there's no sense in being scared over something that you want to do so badly. So I started hitting the stage the following 9/11 on the anniversary, and I technically have only done two open mics as far as, you know, learning to be a stand-up comedy. I did two open mics, and Larry discovered me as a second open mic, and he started inviting me to do guest spots. So my entire act was learned on doing guest spots in front of a paid audience. So I've been very blessed at being able to move forward in comedy that way.
This was many, many, many years ago, but he was on my stage, and he did a little guest set, and he came off the stage. He says to the audience, he says, oh, man, he says, I'm not doing very well tonight, or I'm bombing up here or something, he said to them. He says, so I'm going to say goodnight. And he got off stage and said, never, ever, ever say that ever again. He goes, why? I said, well, first of all, you weren't bombing, you were killing.
Right.
And second of all, don't tell them, you know.
Right.
Like, to them, they were having a great time. They thought you were really funny, you know.
Well, Larry, what do you look for if somebody that could host or have that, you know, that it factor?
I'm just really looking for somebody that just got, you know, some kind of style, some kind of charisma, a personal kind of a character mm-hmm. going on, mm-hmm. you know, that separates him from everybody else.
Right.
There's certain guys that do jokes that the jokes couldn't be done by anybody else and be nearly as funny.
Right.
Because that guy... That joke belongs, you know, that type of thing. And right. and entertain the audience. I mean, if I see the audience being entertained and they're having a good time, I want that guy back.
That's awesome.
I'm a club operator. That's what I do, you know,
right.
So.
Well, you know, what I'm really excited about too, Larry, you're going to have open mic night coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we're going to do a once a month showcase.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I got a lot of, and yes.
When are you going to be doing open mic, Larry?
We haven't set any dates yet. Dawn and I are working on it for after the first of the year.
This is a man who is absolutely against open mic.
I hate
and now
him.
He's running an open
I
mic.
I hate him.
I'm the one that's trying to talk him into it.
I'm the purpose.
I think that it would be a good outlet for us, a lot of comedians in the
mic.
Closet. Yeah.
I ran Larry's open mic for probably a couple of years when he first moved into his own independent club. And we had some really successful nights and we had some not so successful nights. So open mic is a great venue if we can get the people out to do it.
I agree. Well, that's what I'm going to help promote too. And also what I like the idea, I said to Larry, you know, South Florida has so much going on in comedy and workshops. And I like your idea, Larry, that people that are over 18 that want to do some stand-up comedy and you want to maybe teach some classes. With your
Remember, I'm not going to teach classes.
Not you. Not you.
No, not you.
You're just going to host them.
Yeah, I mean,
there's plenty of seasoned comics in this area that would come out for something like that and help. Danny Bevins is running a wonderful one out of St. Pete Beach. So I mean, I'm watching them help people. I mean, I literally have watched comics who didn't have a minute on stage and now they're going up and they're featuring, which. That kind of help has never been offered, and now there are seasoned comics in the area that's helping. So, I mean, now is the time to jump on board with something like that.
Well, you know what I want to do? I want to make sure that, like, week to week, I want to have different headliners be the instructor, because this way everybody that comes to these things gets other people's points of view. And, you know, there's so many people that are successful, but they definitely have their own style. And I want them to have an opportunity to see the different styles and how the guys do it.
And
get their input, you know, with the guy getting up to 5 minutes, let them say what they want to say. You know what I'm saying?
If a comic or a person coming into comedy is paying attention, they are going to end up with little bits. Not to take somebody's act, but if you look at my act, you'll see little bits of Steve Eric. You'll see little bits of Carl Falkenberry, Chris Barnes. You'll see little bits just because, you know, you just learn and adapt to. You'll see Uncle Dow in my act. You know, you just mm-hmm. have to be able to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to keep you on the line because I think this would be good. I know we're running late, and I thank you so much for calling in. But in the meantime, let's get Miss Kathleen Bradley on. Remember the Price is Right TV show, Larry?
Yes, of course.
Do you remember the first African-American model, the gorgeous one, back in the days? Well, she's on from Los Angeles. She's calling in to say hello.
Oh, nice.
And Kathleen Bradley, are you there?
I am here. Hello, hello. How you guys doing?
Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, it's a pleasure, I tell you, to be there, be here, and wherever I am, I never know. But, you know, always, you know, 3 hours different from our time to you guys' time. And, you know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but I said I'm not going to miss my girl show. You guys have been
doing
a great job. I've been following along. It's just so happy. I'm so happy to see you guys doing so well.
Thank you, Kathleen. And talk about the game loot. You went to the opening in Las Vegas and say hi to the comics. Tell Bo is on, right? You still there?
Bill.
I'm still here.
Yep.
That's
Kathleen.
Hey. All right. You know, yeah, Game Loot Network. My God. We've been talking about it for a while, people there listening in. And Game Loot Network is just such a wonderful, marvelous entity. It is a business that's geared towards mobile gaming. Mobile gaming is a $40 billion entity, and it's growing fast and quick. Every time you turn around and look, everybody's playing games and walking around with all these games, millions of people every day. And this company, Game Loot Network, is allowing us to become affiliates to join with their forces and take part and make and get some money out of that $40 billion, which I have been doing. And Dawn, you're involved in it, and so glad you have. And your organization, we're trying to build and just help people out. And you know what? The main thing is, I want everybody out there to think, why? Why should you do this? Why should you get involved? What do you need every day? What are you lacking in life? Do you need an little money for car payment? Do you need some child support? Do you need to buy something or just have a good time or what have you? This company is allowing us to do that.
Wait, so, Kathleen, are you on extra speaker? Can you take off?
I'm off now. Can
better.
You hear me?
That much better. Thank you so much. I know my producer just said the speaker.
I know. I hate that, but, you know, it should be okay. But then I guess, again, everybody heard me twice, right?
That's good. Okay. And that's exciting because you were in Las Vegas and you went to the grand opening, and that was exciting?
Yes. Oh, my God. Met all the big guys, the people, the people who were the CEOs of the company, and everybody who was just instrumental in allowing all of the many affiliates that came from all over the United States to take part in this launch party and the grand opening at the wonderful LINQ Link Hotel in Las Vegas. It was 3 days of just training and just a good time partying, but most of all, a lot of incentive, a lot of people giving testimonial about how being involved in Game Loot Network has changed their lives. And, you know, we got some other big celebrities and people coming on board. I'm not at liberty to say their names right now, but and just people in general, anybody, everybody who wants to change your lifestyle, to make a difference in your life, Now is the time to you can be working for yourself instead of putting in 4 to 5 hours a day for somebody else making a lot of money. You can be doing it. And it's just, it's phenomenal. It is timely. Game, mobile gaming, like we say, game on.
Do you guys have a question for Kathleen about that as well, or the comic as well?
Yeah, how do you find more about it? Where do you go?
Oh, well, Dawn, you have your website is still up, correct?
Yes, yes. You know, people want to know, you know, what it is to join under.
Okay.
It's like a...
Okay, here's what it is. Let me say this about that. It's really relatively simple. The company is called Game Loot Network. Game Loot Network, like I said, is a $40 billion entity. They're with the companies that have the mobile gaming. We have several games. The company wants us to share and let people know about Game Loot Network and have people come in. You can join right now. We have a wonderful new website up, and you can join free and play the games. We have some great games. I met some of the tech guys there that made up some of the gaming, and then you can come in free and get some tokens and play the games, or then you can sign up as $10 as a premier gamer, and or you can invest, come in at $124 a month. For the first month, you actually just try to get three people to do the same thing that you're doing, and you'll start making money, like $5 a day. I'm at the point right now I'm making $30 a day every day because I have invested my time and energy in bringing other people into the business that love to share this to other people. So it's really just about sharing about the company. It's a no-brainer. You don't have to buy any product. You don't have to, you know, have your garage filled up with some vitamins or minerals or something like that, because mobile gaming is going to be here. It is here to stay, and it's so exciting. And we have, right now, we're in 34 countries, 34 countries in November, actually, because the company is growing that much right now. We started out with just like 9 different countries, we're here in the United States and different others, but over the last couple of weeks, we have picked up additional like 20 some countries. So it is everywhere. We are not limited. If you know anybody anywhere all over the world or country, and especially now with the social media, this is like a no-brainer. People are always looking for a home-based business or something to do, something that's exciting, something that's fun, that you can sit back and you can do a couple hours a day or more.
You know, it sounds very interesting to me, but what am I going to do with my garage full of Amway stuff now?
There, you know what I told somebody, and my mother, she was in Amway like 60 years ago. I said if she had actually really been involved in it, she would have been making a lot of money. And that's the beauty of Game Loot Network, because it is like what they call the bottom basement floor level right now, because they're so new. And you don't, you know, we have maybe like 20 or 30,000 affiliates, and it's growing. And the thing is to get in right now, because you're going to have, now how many times have you, on your Facebook, have a friend of yours come in and say, hey, dude, Crazy Bird, or what is the name? I don't even know the name of these damn
Jewel
games.
Something. Candy cane.
But once an hour.
Angry Bird, do this. Come on, do this. Get on there and do all that stuff.
Yeah, you're invited. Yeah.
They don't get paid for you, for them suggesting you come on and get on their gaming. But with Game Loot Network, you play you get paid. You tell people to come in at a certain level, you get paid. I mean, come on, who's doing that? Nobody's really anywhere near this company. I have been in network marketing, I swear, for like, oh my God, almost 30 years. I've sold everything conceivable, from candles to, I won't say vibrators, but anyway, all kind of stuff, whatever's out there. But people are making money selling things on, you know, network marketing and what have you. And it's just such a wonderful thing to do for people. And a lot of people are down and out right now because it's hard to get jobs. And even for a lot of people who maybe, like, have had any kind of record, a criminal record or something like that, you know, they can't get jobs. You can work on your own accord, your own volition. You can get involved and just tell people about this wonderful Game Loot Network company and get paid, people.
Well, Kathleen, you know, I have a question. When I had joined under you, of course, and that was like, you know, is it like not the pyramid or what you call it, but it was like $125, right? Now,
yes.
Is there any other fees for people after every month if they don't play the game? That was my question.
Well, here's the deal. The $125 gets you in the door. The $100 goes towards giving you 500 tokens, and you come in as an ambassador, and you get 500 tokens whether you play the game or not. They give you the tokens. So basically, because we've been through compliance, that's one good thing, people. Believe me, compliance is so important with any networking, with any kind of a company that comes into bringing folks in. You have to be in compliance. It's nothing fraudulent or anything whatsoever about this company, and they've done their due diligence. So when you come in, $100 goes to giving you 500 tokens, and then the $24.99 goes to your back office. Now, here it is. Where can you go for $125 a month and have an office operable website? Means to have people come on Facebook and have you tap into doing certain things and have conference calls. These people, they have given us all the tools. They've given us all the tools. And the thing is, they want us to succeed. So when they set the whole company up, the $124.99, you come in and just bring three people in. Get three people to do what you're doing. And by doing that, you will start getting $5 a day, and you'll become a ruby. $5 times 30 is what?
150.
Mm-hmm. 150. It's 30 days in the week, in the month. So that is the premise. Plus, you get a bonus. Right now, it's $150. When you get three people in, you're going to get your money back. They want you to get your money, initial investment back. But, yes, it is $124 a month, every month, but you're going to be growing. It's something you can do. You know, the why. Why do you want to make money? Why do you want to be in this? Because you want to pay an extra little note on your car, get something that you want, help your mom, your dad out with some money or some mortgage or a payment. It is their people to be able to grasp and do on your own volition. And it's such a wonderful thing to do. Like I said, the company has given us the tools. There's conference calls every day, and I hope, Dawn, that you have posted some of that on your website that people can go to and look at.
We
Game
do.
Loot Network. Okay?
We do. And well, Kathleen, you're on the phone. Let me get Marty on. He's been waiting for a few minutes. Marty's a top agent from South Florida. Hi, Marty. Are you there?
Hello, Dawn. Hi, everyone.
Hi,
hey, Marty.
Marty, this is Kathleen Bradley. She was the model on The Price is Right back in the days. Remember that show?
Of course. Yes, I do.
What would you like to say to her while you're on the air? Kathleen, this is Marty. He's a good friend of ours. He's been calling every week about being in the talent industry, you know, as an agent casting director.
Oh, hi, Marty. How are ya? Okay.
Hello. So let me ask you. So you were one of the original girls. So you worked with... Ford?
Oh. Bob Barker. Yeah, I was on the show from 1990 to 2000.
So, okay. So, yeah, Nitra was, Nitra Ford was actually one of the first ones.
Oh,
on
yeah,
the
Nitra
Price,
was
right?
Way and, before me, actually. So,
yeah.
And she didn't stay there that very long, but she was there a while. And how ironic that, you know, thank God to the social media and Facebook and everything, Nitra and I, who had never met before, had actually become friends. Through social media on Facebook.
So she
and I have a conversation. Yeah, she's on Facebook.
Right. Well, I do have to say I had a major crush on her. She did a lot of exploitation films. She transitioned into, you know, these Invasion of the Bee Girls. Birdcage, all these exploitation driving films she did. So
she was very special. And you know, it was just a pleasure to be able to contact her and be in touch with her at a certain point. But
she was an artist.
I was on that show 10 years, and it was just what, huh?
I'm sorry, she's an artist because I followed her.
I think she's an artist, and I saw her on Facebook, and people can go look up Anitra Ford, and she's on Facebook and doing her little thing and seems to be as happy as, and content as can be. But, you know, actually, I wrote a book, and the book is called Backstage at the Price is Right, Memoirs of a Barker Beauty. And actually, people, and I would love folks to go on my website, which is KathleenBradley.tv. And you can find out more about my book and order my book because, you know, bless Bob Barker's heart. He's like almost 94 years old now, and, you know, his mind is still pretty good, and he's still an animal activist and everything. And my book is really, it is not a Bob Barker bashing book, but it is about my 10 years there and as I see it through my eyes, which is a memoir. That's what it means. My memory. Okay.
I remember now who you are. Yeah, you quite a looker too. Yeah,
quite a looker, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I remember
the one with the suntan.
Hey, Marty, it's not that kind of show, buddy.
But Kathleen Bradley, give your website so everybody can go and see who you are as well.
Yes, please. And it's once again Kathleen Bradley, of course, with a K, K A T H L E E N Bradley, B R A D L E Y .tv. Very simple.
Right.
Anybody
else have a question for Kathleen Bradley real quick? Do you have a question?
Maybe she's in California, right?
Right.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, the next earthquake, why don't you fly out here and be in one of Dawn's fashion shows with us?
She loves to play golf.
You guys are in Florida, right?
Oh, yeah, plenty of golf courses here. If you love golf.
You know, I love golf. I am a golfer. That is like my, you can get my Achilles right there. That's like my.
Hey, we have tremendous golf courses, and we have beautiful.
I know. I've played there many times in a lot of celebrity golf tournaments in Orlando.
Well, let me tell you, the weather is absolutely stunning here right now. It's fall this week.
Yep.
So if you get down here by the end of the week, it's still fall.
Well, you know, I'm still here in California, L.A. We still have some great weather as well. If I lived in Ohio or some other place that it was really kind of cold, I might take you up on it. But we got some great golf places out here in Palm Springs and L.A. But Florida is a very nice place. When I retire, I'm coming out there.
You retire.
Not far away, though.
Well, Kathleen, real quick, while I have Marty, because Marty, we're going to keep you on longer. Did you ever do any stand-up comedy yourself, Kathleen?
You know what? I haven't. And that's one of my things I want to do because I love comedy and I have a really good quick wit, and as you can tell, and I just, you know, very sarcastic and talking about people and different things all my life. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be writing another book, a couple of books and everything. Once you get that fever of writing things and artist-wise, some of them are going to be kind of helpful to young ladies and people about to do and what not to do. And but otherwise, you know, that's on my bucket list, Dawn.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you so much, Kathleen. We want to have more time with you and next week where maybe people can call in and talk to Kathleen Bradley,
about... I'd love to.
Right.
Also they can go on the YouTube Game Loot Network. You can do that. So, you know, look it up and people come sign up, call me, call Dawn. I have a designated number. Give to her. You can call me personally and talk to me and find out more about this company, Game Loot Network.
Awesome. Awesome. Right. Thank you, Kathleen Bradley, for your time. We'll be talking to you next.
Kathleen.
My pleasure. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Marty, that was for you. That was a surprise.
She's a stunning young lady. Really, Kathleen. I mean, then again, Price is Right. They always had stunning ladies on that show, the models.
I love her stories.
Yeah, her book seems quite interesting. I'm going to have to pick it up myself.
There you go. So,
how's everyone?
We're
how's
great.
How's everybody doing?
We're great. And Marty, what is your topic for this week?
Okay, today, very important. We're going to talk about doing video auditions.
Okay, video auditions with a top agent. Right now he's on the air. Okay.
Yeah. Problem is, I get talent that they always do video auditions, and they're making so many mistakes. Oh, my goodness gracious. And I do hope, because I did email all my talent to, you know, stay tuned, because I want them to learn from their mistakes. Usually when you do video auditions, it's because you can't make the casting, whether it's local or you're in another state. So basically, your agent gets you the sides. You get the sides. The agent sends you the sides. And sides, people, his, you know, what are sides? There's a difference between sides and a script. The script is the actual everything for whether it's a TV or you know, an episodic episode on a television show or a film. Sides are just some of the scenes, okay, can be one, two, maybe more scenes where an actor has to prepare for, and they just do a video audition. Now, number one that everyone should do, the talent out there, is when you do the video audition, you should speak very clearly, okay? Make sure you enunciate really well. Make sure your tone is really good. Just like the tone I'm speaking right now, that's the tone you want. You don't want to sound mousy. You don't want to say, my name is Marty Marrero. No. Hi, my name is Marty Marrero. And then you should say, who's representing you? Because if you're doing a video audition, unless you're doing it directly with a producer or a director or a cast director, you should mention who's your agent, who's your representation. So you should say your first name, representation, the role you are auditioning for, okay? Now, if it's more than one role, then you got to do another introduction. Very important. Another thing is I would make sure that you profile. It's important that you do a profile. So when you have the camera on you, whoever's recording you, try to do a full-length body and do a 360 profile, okay? Sometimes they want to see that, the cast directors. If they don't ask for that, that's fine. Once you do that, whether you're standing, you're doing the scene standing or sitting, you should be looking at the camera, okay? You should not just look at the wall, looking at the ceiling, eye contact. You should be engaging. You want, remember, you have producers, directors, cast directors looking at this. You want to captivate them. You want to get their attention. So you need to give eye contact to the camera, okay? Make sure whoever's, if you have someone reading with you, because in most cases, if it's a scene, usually you have someone that's reading with you. They should be off camera, not where the camera can, you know, they can be seen in the camera. They should be off camera reading and you giving eye contact to the camera, not to the person that's reading with you. And they should be reading on a little, their tone should be lower than yours because you don't want them to upstage you. Very important. You do not want them to upstage you. Do you have any questions so far?
106.1.
106.1 FM.
Hello?
We're going to get some free ticket giveaways, right, Larry?
Yep.
Okay. Hello? I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
I was just telling everybody on Facebook that you were on to go actually hear the whole interview to go to tantalk1340.com.
Oh, okay, well, I just want to make sure if there's any questions so far. Okay, so basically, the person that's reading for you, their tone should be lower. It should not be higher than yours as you're doing the audition. Now, why? Because they can upstage you. Okay, that can happen. Sometimes the person that's reading could do a great job. They can just tell by the beats. And then your customer say, who is that person that was reading off camera? They were better than the person auditioning. You don't want that to happen, okay? God forbid, you wouldn't want that to happen.
Well,
now, the other thing is,
Marty,
when you're doing...
I have a quick question. Okay, so a lot of people lately it's going to be more auditions by video. So you send them the sides, they send you their audition on that? Is that what they're doing? Are they uploading it to YouTube, or how are they doing that?
Right. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
But after they do... Okay, once they're doing the video audition, like I said... Another important thing, they should be off book, off script. Please do not be looking, do not refer to your notes, to your sides. You should not be reading and doing the audition. When you do a video audition, that's a big no-no. You should already be off book. If you're not off book, practice, 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 you should be off book. The only person that should not be off book is the one that's reading and helping you, off camera. Okay, very important. Another thing, I noticed some talent. Let's say, for instance, in the scene, it says that the person was jogging, right? Jogging in the scene. You can give the impression that you were jogging without having to run off your mark, okay, or running off camera. So you should, if you're going to pretend like you're jogging, you can move, you know, give little indications, movements that you're jogging, maybe a little, you know, out of breath, you know, to show that you were jogging. Don't not give your back to the camera. That's a big no-no. Do not give your back to a camera when you do a video audition. When you do a video audition, let's say, for instance, you're auditioning. For instance, I have talent that from L.A., they were doing a video audition for Vandal. That's a SAG movie that Ed Arenas is casting. What you should do is, if you're reading for more than one role, you have to do each audition separately. Okay, you should not do, I'm reading for the role of Officer Jimenez, and then when that's done, do another video audition. I'm also auditioning for the role of Jose Molina. No, one video audition per role. If you're doing one role, I always say minimal three takes, 2 to 3 takes. When you do the 2 to 3 takes, there should be a variety. So maybe the first one, you might be a little more hammy. Yeah. The second one should be maybe a little more less restrained. Third one, natural. Why? Well, because that shows the casting director and the director and the producer that you have versatility, that you're able to do different takes for that scene.
I know, Marty.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I think we have a caller that has a couple questions. We have a couple callers, right?
Sure.
They've been on hold. And
sure.
I know we have like 6 minutes left. And so, caller, you're on the air. 106.1 FM. Hello? Okay, we lost that one. Peter, let's go to the next line. You're on the air.
Hi, Dawn. This is Denise. How are you?
Hi, Denise. Do you have a question for the agent?
Well, I just wanted to ask Marty about the resumes that he had talked about on the last session to make sure that we had all of the information that you needed to change it from being an actor to a singer. Is it okay for the resume to be a little shorter than it would be if you're an actor?
Yes. Yes, that's fine. And Denise, I saw that. I've been so spot with castings. I did take a look at it. That was a much better done resume. Did it help you with the samples I sent you?
Yes, it did. It was perfect. It was perfect. I just sent it back to make sure that it was right.
Yes. I've been meeting to respond, because you did send it to me early. I've been doing castings all day today. Really, it was done well. I like that you have the experiences and the different venues that he performed. That's very important, especially if he's doing that for the singing. Yes.
Okay,
if he does any touring as well, you can add that as well, too, in there. Yeah.
All right. So the last thing I need to add is a headshot that is supposed to be the same size as the paper, as you suggested?
Yes, absolutely, yes, and staple it. And I don't know if you remember when I talked about the headshots, you don't want paper clips. You want to make sure they're stapled and they're nice and even, okay?
Marty, thank you so much. You were so helpful.
You're welcome. And I wish him all the best, and let me know how things progress with him, okay?
Okay, so we have about 5 minutes left before the top of the hour. And real quick, Marty, can you give everybody your information where they can reach you and more information about your phone number as well?
Sure. Everyone can reach me at my talent agency page, which is Thespis Rose Theater. And Thespis is spelled T as in Tom, H as in Harry, E as in Elephant, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, the word rose like the flower, theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R. You'll find that page on Facebook. All my contact info is in there. My phone number is in there. My address is in there. You can private message me. Just like Denise, she emailed me in regards to the resume. Just like Dawn, I'm part of Dawn's little team. We're here to help you. You just reach out to me, and I try to get back to you as soon as possible.
Right.
So
also,
if you have any questions, yeah.
Yeah, also, too, is everybody out there that's listening, we just did the Keith Urban guitar, and actually one of Larry's friends actually just tried out, but he's going to go for the Randy Jackson one on the next casting. But I have a producer over there at HSN, so any of your people, Marty, that do play really good guitar. They may get a Randy Jackson guitar. Have them email me or call me, HollywoodConnections.biz, because we're going to be working on this next one for HSN, and they could get that Randy Jackson guitar. Anybody that's driving and say, oh, wow, this is me.
Okay, do me a favor. Private message me, Dawn, the specs, what they're looking for.
Okay.
And I'll put it out, and anyone that fits the specs and is available, I will direct them to you. And
that'd be cool.
Just, there.
That'd be cool. And real quick before we end, you're talking about live video, and I know we have a few minutes. We're going to go to some top of the hour music as well. But Marty, I want to thank you so much for calling in. But you know, I actually did one for HSN. You know, they have a whole new thing, Larry, and you know, King James. They have where they, it's called Hire a View or something, where they send you this video, and then you have to answer questions and look on your phone, and then they videotape you. You only have one take. So they have a practice, but they have one take, which is really cool, you know, for associate producer over there. So you can't mess up. You can practice, but you can't mess up because you can't go, oh, you know, because they're going to get that video. But yeah, it's really important. Take two on that one. But Marty, any last words that you want to say? Any castings that you're working on?
I'm going to brush up the last few things that's important for everyone to take notes on. Okay, make sure your hair's not in your face. They can see your facial expressions. If you mess up, keep going. Don't stop and do it over on your video audition. Make sure you upload it where there, it's accessible. Vimeo is really good. YouTube is good. If there's an NDA, non-disclosure, and they don't want you to put it publicly, you could still put it on YouTube and put it on private and just send your agent and the cast director the password. And that's it. I mean, that's my advice in regards to the video auditions. I hope this was helpful. And if you have any further questions, I'm sure there's more things I can tackle, but I know we're short for time. They can, you know, either reach out to Dawn to direct, you know, and she'll direct your questions to me, or reach out to me. That's Miss Rose Theater Talent Agency.
Hey, there you go. Marty, I have an idea because there's so much information. I would like to maybe have you do an uploaded video of yourself on YouTube. And then I can tell people and say, go to the full interview as well. Do you think that's a good idea of the teachings for you as well? You know, where they can see more of Marty, actually, because you're like Charlie's Angels. You're like Charlie. You're calling in.
Well, you know, it's funny. I just did a horror movie on Sunday. And I played a pirate. I got like really murdered horribly, and I had to scream like a little girl. Okay, and no offense, but I had to scream literally like a scream queen. And my talent were like in shock; they couldn't believe it. So the pressure was on me to show them, you know, when you got to get into character, you got to suck it up and do what you got to do. A lot of my talent never met me, and I've gotten them castings and bookings. They're like, oh my God, now I know why they call you Charlie from Charlie's Angels. You get people working assignments and they never meet you. So I hope it's not a deterrent. My agency is very personable. We're very friendly. Any questions, concerns, reach out to us. We're always looking for new talent. There you go.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And we're going to go to the top of the hour in just a minute. That's Marty, a top agent that called in and took his time. And we thank you so much, Marty. All right.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay. Good night,
Bye-bye.
Everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so what do you think of, you know, people want to know about show business and how to get, you know, but he's having a problem with people not sending the right videos in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it changes all the time. Before, you know, every time you change the format from VCRs to those cassettes.
Everything's online now.
Everything.
And Larry, what about comedies? Let's give away a comedy ticket.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Let's give away two tickets. How about
two tickets? 727-441-3000. You have a minute, not even to call in. Nope. You have a minute to call in at 7:05 when we come back from the news.
There you go.
727-441-3000. Call in for your two tickets.
After the news, you might need some comedy.
Yes, we do. All right, sounds good. All right, Peter, take that music away. Let him enjoy. We'll be right back.